Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, Pierre will be taking with him a flashlight so he can see underwater. But once he reaches the depth of 40 to 50 fathoms, this tiny flashlight may be useless in the murky deep. It may just act as a beacon, which will attract the great white phantom squid.
You crazy?
However, the great white squid is not a reckless killer and will not attack unless provoked. The only thing that will provoke him is a man in the water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so Captain Slate's getting ready for his hammerhead dive. We took a little detour to grab some chow before he hops on the boat. We're at Pat and Ebby's, or Ebby's and Pat's. I got the Aqua Gypsy with me right now. Who's fixing up the conch salad right now?
Cheesecake and Ricardo.
Cheesecake,
right
hey
now.
Cheesecake, how you doing? Cheesecake, say hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we are great. Cheesecake's one of the workers here that worked for Ebby. We saw Ebby on. Where did Ebby go there?
Fishing right now. I think he's fishing today.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we didn't see him for a second, so that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So he runs this fine establishment. This is one of, I don't know, say probably, what, four, maybe five restaurants on the island that are really known for conch salad. Here at Ebby and Pat's, it's mostly the crack conch, wouldn't you say?
That's right. Yeah, I'd say crack conch and click.
And click. It's click o'clock, yes.
And Gina.
And what?
And Gina.
Gina, say hi, Gina.
Yay, get on the radio show.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. Good to see you again. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, yeah, see? She's getting her picture and everything. But yeah, we got all kinds of cool stuff. One of the things at Pat and Ebby's, they got dollar bills all over the walls of the establishment. We got some Scuba Radio stickers here on the bar from previous adventures visiting this neck of the woods. It's a pretty nice place. And I believe, I don't know, is Gomez here yet, Walter?
No, he is not here. He is a dying sack of
poo-poo. Oh, really? Okay. But Gomez, so who's here? Julio's not here yet, is he?
No, I think it's really Mr. Gomez. He's being disguised as Julio.
Yeah, okay. He's playing games. Gomez does that. He's a wacky funster kind of trickster kind of guy, right?
Well, that's because he can picky panty.
Okay. Don't know what that means. I don't know that I want to know. But look, we're at Ebby and Pat's, and Suzanne, who's been hanging with Captain Slate as his, what do you consider Suzanne? Like your personal
like
assistant?
Family. She's my wife.
Oh, there we go. And she just made this face like she did a shot of tequila.
I love it. Oh my gosh, I've known Slate for 35 years.
God, yeah.
Since 1990.
Yeah.
And I've heard all the stories. I'm meeting all the legends.
You've heard all the stories and you still hang with them.
I still hang and I still love hearing them over and over. But the just hanging with the legends and learning more about them is what's really cool.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm right there with you. I mean, hanging with Captain Slate and the dive god Neil Watson and Gomez Julio and Walt DeMartini. And then, of course, we got Brittany.
Not Brittany.
Could we possibly have a wedding on live on
what?
Scuba Radio?
Is that what you're pushing for?
I think so.
I don't know, Captain Slate.
Are we still married?
Yeah, we are.
No, they jumped right past that part. He called her his wife, so I don't know. They might have skipped a step. You think they're Slate?
We're both legally divorced from the other other people.
Okay.
We got some captains here that would be glad to do it.
Well, on the island of Bimini,
say
I guess.
The word,
they got different rules here in the islands. I mean, if you look at someone the wrong way, I think you're instantly hitched. or something. Isn't that how it works there, Brittany, or what do you think?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you're getting ready to have some crack conch here at Ebby and Pat's.
Yes.
You've had that before, haven't you?
Oh, heck yeah, but it's never better than Bimini.
Well, that is true. What about Brittany tried to hook you up with the pistol of the conch as they were cleaning some conch, but all the pistols were gone.
The conch pistols.
Have you had that
gone.
Before?
I did over in Nassau at Goldie's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had some Goldie's crack or a conch pistol.
Right.
Which is basically Bahamian Viagra or the sex organ of the conch, and they say if you eat it, it springs you to life. Is that the case, Brittany?
I've heard that before, but I think that Kevin Slate might get his little run of it.
What do you mean?
Well, you never know. Suzanne might get lucky. Who knows?
That's right.
You don't need it, do you?
Don't need it.
Yeah, see?
Oh,
he's a legend. He doesn't need that stuff. He needs no enhancement. But, so you guys were cruising around on the golf cart before you picked us up here to come over to Ebby and Pat's. What did you guys see on the island there, Britt?
We saw the graveyard. The South End.
Yeah, picked up another collect because it's collect o'clock.
That's right, yep.
Got some Bimini bread. That's another thing you do.
After we end up eating lunch, we're going to go to the Dolphin House, and we're going to see Ashley Saunders.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
So basically, that whole building has been made from flotsam that's just floated up to the island.
Trash.
And builds it into the
treasure.
Into the house. It's a remarkable place, world renowned. But look it up, Google it, the Dolphin House.
But
Ashley Saunders, pretty interesting guy for sure, and he loves showing his house off to visitors that come to Bimini. So you did that? You took John, right?
Yep. And I brought a bunch of stuff for him from Vermont, and every single thing I've ever brought him, he put up in his house. Really cool.
Okay, you're talking about not John, but...
No. The Dolphin House, of course.
What were you going to put so he could put it into the house? He built it into the house?
Yeah, I brought him some sleigh. I brought him some... Brown's Orchard, like mugs and pretty much anything I've ever brought him, he's put up in this place.
Yeah, so it's cool. He's constantly building this house. It's a work in progress.
Trash to treasure.
Yeah, and he just keeps building another level, and it's pretty remarkable place. But John's been hanging with this group, and I apologized to him up front when they took off on the golf cart. He turned to me and he said, are you going to stay here at the Big Game Club and at the dive shop or go with Walt? And I said, well, I'm going to hang back here. Well, maybe I'll hang back with you. It might be safer. But he jumped on the golf cart anyway.
He said a prayer. He said a prayer and buckled up.
Yeah. How was it there, John?
It was great. It saw the entire island.
Yeah, and you said to me that this isn't the kind of tour you'd get if you booked it through the cruise ship, right?
Right, but it's the kind of tour I look for.
Yes, it's more of an adventure. And the golf cart ride with Captain Walt or Gomez at the helm, well, I mean, that's part of the tour activity and experience itself, isn't it?
Captain Walt has left the island.
Uh-oh, see? Yeah.
Sir Gomez is now driving.
Okay, so we're full Gomez. Now there, John, so be careful. You know, the insurance rules here in the Bahamas are totally different.
I can imagine.
Yes, so be safe, but enjoy yourself, and you're having a good time.
I'm
right,
having a great time.
Yeah, and so you are literally going from cruise ship to cruise ship. You're living on cruise ships right now.
Yes.
That's your gig.
Yes, that's what I do. Yeah, meet new people every week.
Yeah, and you've been doing this for how long now?
A little over a year.
Wow. And you were telling me you're already booked up through April. So as soon as you get off this cruise with Virgin Voyages, who are you going on with next?
Well, I'm staying on this Virgin.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm getting on Princess for a couple weeks.
Got it. So what makes you decide which cruise that you go on week in and week out? Whatever specials or something? Are you always looking for a good deal?
I look for the good deals and where it's going.
Yeah. So it just depends on what you have it done. Like, hey, that sounds good. Price is right. Let's go. Good Lord, I have nothing else going on. Why not?
Right. In March, I'm doing a transatlantic. Going to do the Mediterranean for a while.
Wow.
Then head back over here. So.
Yeah. I mean, are you snorkeling on any of these or diving? Or have you ever done the diving thing or no?
No. I'm more of a dive bar kind of guy.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, and you're bound to run into some divers at the dive bar when they're not diving. But yeah, you kind of stumbled into a unique group here, and I apologized up front.
Oh no!
But so far, are you digging this crowd, or you kind of go, uh-oh, what did I do?
I'm loving it.
Well, we're happy to have you along. And
the crack conch has arrived.
Yeah, so give us the first review there, Captain Slate. What are you thinking?
What is man, this is it. Bimini crack conch. Now, does it get any better? Look at that.
Look at that. It looks nice, golden. It's fried up perfect. You dip it in some sauce, and you're good to go. All right, we got more coming up with the Legends of Diving and Bimini next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.